Welcome back to the Homeschool Advantage Podcast. I'm your host, Bex Buzzy. Today's guest is Brittany Stortle, founder of Promises School K through 12. Brittany and her husband decided to homeschool their first son because of the failures in the public school system. After seeing the transformation in her son's education, they decided to start homeschooling their other son when he was scheduled to enter transitional kindergarten. Through homeschooling, she was able to challenge them based on their needs and move them along at a quicker pace. Most importantly, homeschooling has given them the most wonderful memories with her children. You never know the value of a moment until it becomes a memory. Brittany wholeheartedly believes her success was due because of a kind and knowledgeable person walking her through this journey to support, guide, and offer her wisdom. And now she wants to give back, and that is what Promises School K through 12 offers you. For families who cannot homeschool, Promises School offers parents and guardians the freedom to choose curriculum they want to use to meet their child's needs through an independent study program. Promises School recognizes that education is not one size fits all and that children have unique needs. They also believe families should have the freedom to choose an education program that meets their child's unique needs and allows for flexibility. Regardless of which program you decide is best for your family, Promises School K through 12 will be there for you. Now, Promises School is recently open in Montana, and they are serving students residing anywhere in California and Montana. In this episode, we talk about how homeschooling is a wonderful gift, but it's not easy. Also, how our children are the future, and we need to make sure they are protected and given the best education possible. And lastly, how Promises School K through 12 assists families with these goals and strives to make it possible for all students to receive the education they deserve. Go grab your coffee, go grab your tea and a pen and paper, because you're not going to want to miss what Brittany has to say. Let's get into the podcast. Say hello to our guests. And can you tell a fun fact that you think most people probably don't know about homeschooling?
Hi, everyone. I'm Brittany with Promises School K through 12. And a fun fact that a lot of people don't know about homeschooling is that homeschool children are typically more socialized than public school children. Homeschool children have a lot more time than children who attend public education. They learn more quickly with one-on-one instruction, and that allows more free time in the daily schedule. In public schools, so much time is wasted. So with homeschool, being that education is based around your child, when the child has mastered a topic, you're able to move forward. So every child is able to learn at their own pace. And, you know, when education is completed this way, children progress faster. So homeschool children are able to have a lot more free time, attend more field trips, participate in the community much more than public school children. But it does take planning from the parent.
That's true.
So parents are encouraged to look for homeschool groups. There's a lot of homeschool groups in the community that meet. Some meet every week, some meet every couple of weeks, or they just plan field trips together. There's programs they can look for, like maybe through their church. There's a lot of Facebook homeschool groups. There's so many options. It just takes the planning from the parent.
There's so many ideas, right? Like there's so many things that we can do on a daily basis. As you're talking and everything, and I'm listening to all of what you're saying, I'm just like, yeah, I mean, like we can go to the aquarium, we can go to SeaWorld, we can, if you don't want to pay for anything, you can go to the beach, you can go to, in California, we have free Tuesdays at Balboa Park. You can go to Balboa Park, and Balboa Park is amazing. And it is, it just takes a little bit of planning, and it doesn't have to be so fancy or anything like that. You could just be like, all right, guys, we're going to go to Balboa Park today. And as you walk around, you see the ducks and you can just start like teaching about the ducks and, you know, go home and learn more about ducks and how they swim in the water. You know, learning is really not as taxing as people make it seem. But for those parents who do need a little bit more help because maybe their schedule is a little bit more tight, right? A little bit more tight. So they need a little bit more help. And there's nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that whatsoever. You know, everybody has their own journey. Talk about Promises School. What is the focus of Promises School? It's a K through 12 school.
Yes, kindergarten through 12th grade. And we actually do accept transitional kindergartners. We just don't advertise it. But if parents want to start that early, they can. But Promises School K through 12 was founded to be a place for parents to be able to educate their children outside of the public school system and receive the support that they desire. And it's a place where parents' rights are protected and
That's
children
awesome.
are able to receive the quality education that they deserve. So we believe that every parent has the freedom to decide what's best for their children. And so we provide parents with as much or as little support as they need. There's a lot of parents who are keeping their children in public school, even though they want to pull them out. And that's just because they think that they can't homeschool. They aren't aware of the options that Promises School and the others in the community are offering to families.
There are a lot
Go
of
ahead.
options, actually. No, yeah, there are a ton of options out there. And there are a lot of like structured schools. And then there are schools like yours where you actually offer different levels of support, which I think is awesome. Can you talk a little bit more about that? Like, how do you offer those different levels of support? Like, what are some examples that you can give us?
Yes, so we have three programs, and our programs were created to try to give parents as many options that they can, decide what would be best for their family and their children, since everyone has a different situation. So we have three programs. The first program is a homeschool with school support program. We also have an independent study program, and then we have Promises Academy. And so I'll go ahead and just kind of explain the difference between those. The homeschool with school support program is for parents who want to homeschool. They want to be the teacher, and then we provide a teacher for their family, for the parent to assist them as much or as little as they need. We are available all the time and we do all of the heavy lifting for them. We do the records, keep all of that for them, the attendance. We help them with choosing curriculum if they need advice, all of that type of stuff that parents are looking for guidance and advice. We're there. Or a lot of questions homeschool parents have is my child falling behind? And the teacher who sees the child's work every month is able to say, nope, they're right on track. Or, right here, what about this? Here's an idea, something to look at. And so the teacher is just there as much as the parent wants. And there's even seasoned parents who they know how to homeschool. They don't need all that support, but they like having someone do the heavy work for them, all the administrative tasks for them, so they can just focus on teaching their child. So we kind of have a mixture of both type of families in that program. And then we have our independent study program. This is a great program for parents who are working or they just don't want to be the teacher for their child. So parents don't have to teach, but they're still able to choose the courses and curriculum that they want their child to use. So it still gives parents sort of that homeschool touch of creating the education plan around your child. Parents can decide what type of curriculum, whether they want biblical based or secular curriculum. We do not receive any government funding at all. So, we believe in freedom. We do not put any limits on that. And so parents are able to choose what is best for their child. So that program, students may learn through online or video instruction, or the subject might be completely book-based. And, they can, parents can mix and match each subject and do what's best for the child. And we're there to help and guide them in that. So it's not like we expect parents to just go pick their own curriculum out of nowhere. We have options that we show them and then they decide, what they would like to choose. And this is the independent study program is also a perfect program if children are behind. We have a lot of children coming from public school that are at least 1 or 2 years behind. And then we have Promises Academy. Promises Academy is only biblical based, and it is a program where every grade level curriculum and courses are set. So if your child is behind in an area, you don't want to put them in Promises Academy. You might maybe want to start with one of the other two programs and then move them into Promises Academy when they're ready. So Promises Academy is a rigorous program and it's for students who are at that grade level. And that worked similar to the independent study program. Just the only difference is it's the curriculum is set. It's an excellent program, and but parents don't choose any curriculum. It's not as flexible, but it's an excellent program if you're looking for a good biblical-based education for your child. Those are our three options.
Lots of options. That's really great. And they're all in different lanes, which is really nice. So you have one that parent can do it on their own, the kid could do it on their own, or there is a lot of structure and literally turnkey plug and go, which is really fantastic. And I like the fact that you mentioned that parents don't have to fill out their own private school affidavit. They're able to be protected under your covering, Promise's school covering, because that could be a little bit daunting too for some parents, you know, having to do all the paperwork and find out what their state actually allows and requires. So are you Promise's school? Are you guys are nationwide?
So right now, we're only authorized to serve students in California. However, we are expanding. So we are, I don't want to mention what states we're going to be opening in yet.
Okay.
But,
surprise!
But we are in the process of working on that because we have people from other states who want to join our school and they're asking us to open there. And so, you know, we're in the process of researching each state's regulations and then figuring out how to open because each state has different laws.
They do.
So we're working that out. But for right now, anyone living anywhere in California, their children are able to enroll.
That's
and
awesome.
Their privacy, is protected because they don't have to file that PSA. And, you know, we provide verification of school enrollment anytime they need it for someone.
That's so cool. So the academy is in person, or is that?
No. So the academy is also home-based.
Oh, cool.
But the curriculum is set. So what we've done is we've taken just the best of the best and just put
that.
It together for each subject, for each grade level, based on what we think will prepare students the best for college, for whatever career that they want. It's just a real well-rounded education, teaching a biblical worldview.
I love it.
And so that's just something that, you know, it's just a really good program.
So what inspired the school to become Promises School K through 12?
I honestly never had any ambition to do anything like this. I've loved homeschooling my children, but the thought never entered my mind at all. But honestly, it was God that told me to do this, to be a part of this. And so here we are, you know, and it was his idea, and we just, you know, we work for him. So the reason that the school is called Promises is because God can be trusted to keep his promises. And so there's a verse that we go by, and it's Hebrews 10:23, and it's, "Let us hold tightly without wavering to the hope that we affirm, for God can be trusted to keep his promises." And so, you know, he told me to make a place for my children to go. So that's what we've done. And we're here for anyone that needs us. This is more like a ministry for us. It's not, you know, we're not here to get rich, make a ton of money. We're just trying to honestly, legitimately help people. And so that's why we're here. But we're here for everyone. You know, I'm personally a Christian, but you don't have to be a Christian to enroll in our school. You know, we want to help all families and just be there for every child.
I love that. That's fantastic. Yeah. I mean, it's true. Like, you know, with when it comes down to different schools and all that stuff, just to be able to have a place where they are set. And when you're first beginning, sometimes parents can start here and they can continue on, or they can start here and be like, "Hey, I think I can transfer over into maybe the more independent, or I can start doing it." Is that an option? Like, they maybe could start off in the academy if their kid is on level, maybe they could start at the academy and they could be like, "Hey, I would love to go into a more of an independent study where my child is kind of doing the work more on his own, and or I can do me be the teacher." Is that a possibility?
It definitely is. We are very flexible with our families. We really try to do what is best for the child and what's best for the family, you know, and our school is we're small. So we're at the point where, you know, we can give that care to our families. We can just be there for them as the way that they need. So that's all allowed.
That's awesome. So also, what are some of the subjects that you all offer at Promises? Like, do you offer all subjects, or do you have like electives and things like that?
We offer everything. So everything that's out there, we don't create our own curriculum specifically. Not yet. That's in the future.
Come on.
But there's just so many good things out there. And so we like to use what's out there, mix and match and see, you know, what is best for this child. And we just kind of combine lots of things together and put it together as our own curriculum. But it's a combination of, you know, I like this, I like that, I like this, and I'm taking it and putting it together, which is sort of what you do as a homeschool mom anyway.
It's a
There's
little
no one
montage.
perfect curriculum. So you just kind of, I like this, I like that, and put it together. So
yeah. What are some of the programs that you guys really like?
Oh gosh, we have so many. I have some favorites of my own, but I'm sure if you ask each one of us involved, we would have different favorites. I love Compass Classroom. I love their courses. I don't know if you've heard of them before, but
Have.
I really enjoy their classes myself.
And I
Let's
love you
see
said
what
it
else.
yourself that you like it because I keep
Yes,
hearing
I
that a lot of homeschool parents, as they are teaching their kids or using different curriculum, they really gravitate to some curriculum. I've even heard of parents that after their kids graduate, they're like, I kind of want to keep learning. So they keep buying the
Yes.
curriculum.
That's how I am with Compass Classroom, actually. This year, me and my children are learning Latin. And also, they have a grammar for writers class. And I thought, well, gosh, I'm going to take this myself. So I've been doing it on my own.
I love it. That is so cool. Oh my gosh. Actually, are a product of your own system. So that's amazing.
Exactly.
I love it. So where can people connect with you guys and be able to register for school with Promises?
So we have a website. It's www.promisesschoolk-12.com. And they can email us from there. They can give us a call at 951-257-0641. That's our phone number. And that's pretty much the two places where they can reach us.
Awesome. I'll put it in your show notes so that they'll be able to just click and go for sure.
Okay. And then we are
Awesome.
offering a promo code
Ooh.
From now until June 30th for your listeners. If you use the promo code homeschool underscore advantage 2023, you can get 10% off of Promises Academy or the Independent Study Program if you enroll by June 30th.
Oh, I will definitely put that in the show notes too, so they can see that and definitely promote that. Oh, that's fantastic. It's been really awesome just having you on today. What is one takeaway, one thing you want to impart to parents from our conversation today?
I just want to impart to them that you know what's best for your child and you don't need to keep them in public education. There are so many options out there, especially one of the big issues is medical freedom. There's a lot of places, you know, where you can go, like our school, that are exempt from certain things and you have options. There's people out there to help. Our teachers are wonderful and there's just, you don't need to keep your children there when you're feeling in your heart that you need to pull them out.
I love that. You just gave everybody permission. So just pull them out. Just go for it. If you don't feel it, you know you're the parent and you know in your gut, take them out. I love that.
And honestly, homeschooling is a much better education.
It
Anyways.
is. I'm a public school teacher and I can attest to, yes, you're 100% right. Well, it's been awesome having you. And I hope we can have another conversation later down in the time. Thank you for
Well,
being
thank
on
you.
today.
Thank you so much.
If you love the conversations we're having here on the Homeschool Advantage podcast, follow or subscribe our podcast to stay in the loop and never miss this amazing content. And please highly consider taking a minute to leave a positive rating and review to help others like you discover this show. See you next time.